Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Disney has gone live action mad. So we know that The Lion King drops in cinemas next week. We've already had Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin and Dumbo grace our screens. And Lady and the Tramp is set to drop in November. Plus, we have The Little Mermaid, Cruella, Pinocchio, Hunchback of Notre Dame and many more in the pipeline. So yesterday, Disney dropped the trailer for Mulan, which looks incredible and is due in cinemas March next year.
We have excellent news. The matchmaker has found you an auspicious match.
It is decided. It is what is best for our family.
Yes. I will bring honor to us all. Quiet, gracefulness are the qualities we seek in a good wife. These are the qualities we seek in Mulan.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Doesn't it? And this morning, we have our first look at the official trailer for Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, which screens in October.
5 years ago, I thought I lost you forever. There is no curse that could ever tear me away from you. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Philip asked me to marry him.
No.
I wasn't really asking.
Nor was I. Love doesn't always end well, Beastie.
Trust me. Let us prove you wrong.
You have done an admirable job going against your own nature to raise this child. But now, she will finally get the love of a real mother. Tonight, I consider Aurora my own.
There is no union! There will be no wedding!
What have you done?
We go home now. Aurora!
Maleficent is a threat to everyone. We'll do our best to protect you.
Wow, that sounds good as well.
Oh my, Disney.
Ed Sheeran has unveiled another collaborative song called Blow, featuring Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars, along with a music video. This song, a groovy guitar-driven rock track, appears on Ed's upcoming album, Number 6 Collaborations Project, which drops this Friday. Check out the song, though. That sounds amazing.
I love that. Straight to number one, that one.
Is there anything Ed can't do?
No, nothing. Now, there's been a bit of backlash over the amount of times smoking was depicted in Netflix's original shows. Stranger Things was the main target for the backlash, with 182 smoking incidents reported in season one alone. I think that was all Chief Jim Hopper, actually. So Netflix has listened to reports and concerns and adopted a new policy, planning to ban smoking from all upcoming original content rated TV-14 or PG-13. And below.
And Florence and the Machine are celebrating their 10th anniversary of their debut album Lungs with a fancy cloth-bound box set. The special edition will be available in both digital and physical formats, including the original album on pink vinyl, postcards and inserts with unreleased demos. The box set is out August 16.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.